Stages of Empowerment, Part 3. Mother Mary speaks about the ritual of the rose. Gentle ones, blessed ones, children of the Most High, I am the one you have called Mother Mary, Mother of Christ, and I am and you are. For all of you are birthing the remembrance of the Christ which you are. Previously my son, the one you know as Yeshua, has been speaking to you of the stages of empowerment, the stages of how, in the very beginning, before even time was, we as one mind thought to create. With a thought in the one mind, there was expansion. Expansion to create even what you call now a concept, consciousness, awareness of being. Just awareness of I am, isness. It is difficult to speak in this day of time without using the concept of time. But before that thought of awareness, there was not even thought, even as you understand thought. There was isness, yes, and there was potential, potential unrealized and unmanifest. Then there was thought to create, to bring forth realities, all different realities as you now play with different ideas. It was like that even before time, because time is in this reality, but not all realities. It was thought to create, it was thought to expand, and the expansion is forever ongoing. In other words, when the purpose of time has been fulfilled, when you are finished with time, you will move into another reality as you create it, which will be ongoing to another reality. In the beginning, outside of time, it was in what you would understand in concept form, an instant. There was that thought of, where does that expansion take us? Where do we go? What do we do? You had an idea. Let us bring forth manifest form, at least in this reality. And so you brought forth the constellations, the galaxies, the universes. At first you started with one or two, and this expanded, because expansion is forever ongoing into more and more. You brought your point of focus, as you would understand, your vibrational frequency, as individuated to one planet, one star system. You focused upon what you would see and understand in concept form to be a lifetime or several lifetimes there with others who were of the same mind. Similar to the school of fish, the flight of birds, ones of like mind, and you played. Then you had the idea of, what else can we do? You have now in this day and time your science fiction, most wonderful stories of what the future may bring. Your science fiction is based on what you have known in the past because your future is not written. Your future has yet to be written, and you are writing it each day, each moment as you go along. Your science fiction is true. The idea of beam me up, Scotty, many of you have said, that is what I'd like to do. I'd like to be in two or three places at the same time and not have to go through a long time going. Beam me up. You are going to know that, probably in your lifetime. You are energy. You have heard my son speak of the light coalesced into form. You are energy. You use energy, yes, as you do the most graceful movements, as you walk down the street, as you do your housekeeping, as you do your physical activities. You use energy, but more than that, you are energy. The body itself is energy coalesced into a denser vibration where you can say, well, this is form, I can feel it, I can touch it, there is shape to it. You are coming to a time in what you yet see to be the future, but it is not that far away when you are going to know the energy of how you form the body and how you can heal any part of the body, because all of it is energy, how you can grow new teeth, clear the eyesight, renew any part of the body that perhaps you have made in constriction a little bit, as a piece of your vehicle sometimes wears out. You can know that you are energy always ongoing. This is how you lived, we lived, many hundreds of years. You have that recorded in some of your writings where ones lived many, many hundreds of years. You are coming to the place where you are going to know truly, not just intellectually, that you are energy. You are going to feel it. That body is going to change. In the creative process, as my son has spoken to you, there came to be a pride of creation. This is what I have created, this planet, the mountains, the waters, the flowers, the trees, the birds. You knew life in all those forms because that's what you created. You knew you were not separate from. Therefore, you lived as that creation. You lived as the ocean. You lived as the mountain. You lived as the great tree, the sequoia tree. You have lived all the creations because you wanted to know them intimately. And there came to be a pride of ownership. And with that pride of ownership came the feeling that you had to defend that which you had created. Concurrent with that thought, which did not happen overnight, but was a process which evolved, came the belief that, I am separate, alone. I have to defend that which I have. You put on armor around the most pure soul of you so that you would not be vulnerable. And this came to be literalness, where you put on a literal armor, the very heavy chainmail, the leather armoring, the metal armoring. But more than that, you put on the armoring around the heart and you said, no, no one is going to touch me. No one is going to see the true me, because you made for yourself experiences which were hurtful, where you felt that another one saw you and did not like what they saw. Now that was your perception. It was not truly how they saw you. How could you know how they saw you? But your feeling, your perception was, if they see me as I think myself to be, they are not going to like what they see. So you armored the very heart of you, and you have kept it that way for a long time as you measure linear time, to a place where you have felt the heaviness of the world, and you have said, this is not how I want to live. So from that place where you knew your power as a divine, you knew yourself to be intelligence, consciousness, creative, there came to be a belief of loss of power, to the place where you are now, where you are wanting to know empowerment once again, not as your world understands power. You have watched that over many lifetimes, and you have seen how that power is defined and how it comes and goes. But you want to know your power, to take it back in awareness, to know that you cannot be hurt because truly you cannot be. You are loved with a divine love because you are that love. The intellect knows it, and the heart is allowing some of the armor to be shed. I wish to share with you a ritual which allows the shedding of the armor. It is a ritual of opening. It is called the ritual of the rose. It is a variation of the ritual of life. Now these rituals were done to be as a remembrance of the truth of our being. The rituals were often used at the beginning of initiation, but the rituals were done on their own also from time to time as you wanted to remember, the same as you do your rituals in this day and time of putting your post-it note up on the mirror. That is a ritual. Perhaps you have not looked at it that way, but it is. It reminds you of something. You have your notes, you have your quotations on your mirror, your refrigerator, to remind you of who you really are. Not just the post-its that say that you have to go to such and such a place on such and such a date, but the ones that they say certain quotations or a certain truth, affirmation I suppose they're called. The ritual of the rose is one that symbolizes exactly what we have been speaking of with the stage of empowerment. For the rose, in its ritual, starts out with the feet together, representing the oneness, one mind together. Along the way, as you have seen roses grow, they put out thorns, do they not, as protection? And that has been part of the evolution of the stage of empowerment or disempowerment as the belief is gone. Feet together, one mind, and then reach up above the head with the arms above the head, the palms of the hands together, fingertips together, pointing to the sky, heaven. You now have what would be the rose in bud form. As the rose open, spreading hands and arms to horizontal position, it allows and symbolizes the opening of the heart. For as you are now symbolizing the rose when you are fully open, there is nothing defending the heart. Look where the hands are. There is nothing defending the heart. It is open and vulnerable. As you were the rose in bud with the hands above the head, palms together pointing to heaven, you have an expansion in vertical form of the heart chakra. As the rose open unfolds, you have an expansion in horizontal form of the heart chakra. The ritual of the rose allows a symbolism that we have been talking about, bringing the life energy up through the body to a place where it is through the crown chakra, expanding the heart chakra in the vertical form and also then in the horizontal. We have just now done the basic form of the ritual. When it was done in its full form before an initiation, it was done with crystals as well. You would select 4 rose quartz crystals and 1 clear quartz crystal. You would place 1 rose quartz crystal for the feet, 1 for the crown chakra, 2 for the palms of the hand, and the clear quartz crystal at the heart chakra. You would prepare these crystals a day before you were going to the ritual. You would take a bowl of water and you would bless the water, and you would put it in the sunshine. And in that bowl of water, you would put the crystals as well. And you would leave them in the sunshine during the day and in the moonlight during the night. The next day, you would take the crystals out of the water, and you would sprinkle the ground all around where you were going to actually lie down. You would sprinkle the ground with the holy water, the blessed water. Then you would place the rose quartz where the feet are going to be, and place the clear quartz on the heart chakra. You are laying down at this point. and you place the rose quartz above the crown chakra and the two other rose quartz crystals in the palm of your hand. And you do what we have just done with the simplified version of it, holding rose quartz between the palms of the hands above your head, remembering all the while who you are, remembering the symbolism of the rose quartz and the rose, and allowing the magnification of the heart chakra with the clear quartz, and giving forth from that place love. Beloved one, the symbol that has often been given for me as Mary has been the rose. That is why I wanted to share with you the ritual of the rose. It is an easy one to do. It is an easy one. It does not have even to be done physically in order to open the heart. You can do it with ones on the physical level and with ones who are not physically present with you, because they also are the rose in process. With your open heart, reach in and touch the softness of that one's heart. So be it.